Happy Friday. First Friday. Big Show Friday. All the other Fridays crammed into one Friday. Julie Warren from VisitBloomington.com is here. Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic.
All right. We got your level. You're ready to go.
I'm ready.
You're basking in the sunshine.
I am.
And the glow that Chuck Crabb just left us after hour number one. He's a busy man today. Plenty of stuff going on at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall with the Big Ten Wrestling Championships. We'll talk more about that as the morning goes on. If you can't possibly wait, go to IUHoosiers.com. You'll be handled there. It is Friday. That means a huge night of local programming for you, and we'll kick it off with the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman. The Minister of Culture welcomes Craig Hickman and Dan Hiddle from Pro Blue IT. I better say that correctly and slowly. The guys, we'll talk about the Internet of Things, your house, your kids, your everything that goes into how to protect yourself and protect you in your home, and use the internet properly. Plus, oh, that's from last. You have to when the Minister of Culture is involved. That's 6 to 7, Julie. That takes us right into Chalk Talk before Bloomington North and Bloomington South. Sectional semifinal action from the north side as Tom McKinney Court will be the host. Terry Stoltz and John Callahan will have all your action this evening. And tip time, it's game number two, so it'll be about 20 minutes or so after the conclusion of game number one. So if it goes overtime, you guys are basketball fans, you're pros, you know how this works. It doesn't always start on time. Best of luck as well to Edgewood. They're the 6 o'clock game on their home court at the Mustang Corral. Then Owen Valley follows them. And again, Joe will get us caught up with all the results and everything come Monday morning and where everybody goes from there. With North and South playing tonight, that means we will have a sectional championship for you on Saturday night. Obviously, one of the city schools will be participating, and they will play the winner of Shelbyville and East Central. That is the early game, the 6 o'clock game tonight on the Tom McKinney Court. So we got it all covered for you. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, with all the results from around the state. We'll follow our post-game show tonight. That's a busy, busy Friday for you. The forecast, we got nothing to worry about. It's going to be a little chilly today, 38 in sunshine, 27 and clear tonight. Tomorrow, morning clouds, turns into afternoon sunshine, 55 and 36, your highs and lows. And then it's 63, 61, 59, 58, 59, 61, 58. How does that sound?
Pretty consistent.
Sounds like my grades in college. We'll roll with them. Updated forecast, live radar, find it all at WGCLradio.com. Special guest this morning joining us, if you're not special enough.
No,
we're going to add a little gas to the fire this morning and bring in our good friend, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington and Monroe County. It's our good friend, Jeff Baldwin. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks, class. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Jeff.
And Jeff's with us this morning because he's got busy things happening. If you don't follow the Boys and Girls Club on Facebook, well, you're a little behind the times. Go ahead and do that and follow WGCL Radio while you're at it as well. We can see in your weekly post, Jeff, that your new building is sprouting up nicely over there at the Crestmont Club, the huge expansion that's going on. Give us a little update about that before we get into Lemonade Day.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, it's part of town that people just don't go through very often, but man, we want to wave folks this way. Come on over to Monroe Street and come see the progress of the new Crestmont Club. The steel structure is going up in the air, and they'll be pouring either today or early next week a lot of the basic concrete flooring in the facility, and by mid-month the walls of the gym will be going up, so it'll really be taking shape here within the next couple weeks.
Exciting times. And
yes,
when is
indeed
your completion, when is your hopeful fingers crossed completion day?
August 28th.
Perfect. Right when school gets back up and running.
It is. It's very, very good. And the weather has been obviously cooperative. It sounds like it's going to continue to be cooperative. And that's been a real blessing over the last month.
And it has been. Everybody's getting ahead on this stuff where you're not having to worry about stuff that's frozen or people that are frozen. Well, it's hard to work outside
it
when
is.
It's minus 20
sure.
degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got some busy events coming up. We saw I was at the mall last Saturday, and the Lemonade Day pre-registration was up and raring to go. That got everything kicked off and happening. Let's start with Lemonade Day because obviously, Julie's your kids. How many years in a row you've done this?
Yes,
now?
We've done it. We've 2 years. Yeah.
Day number two.
This will be the third year. We're doing it. We're already.
Three. Nice.
I'm bringing
nice.
In the little sister too, so they're going to have a partnership.
Oh, you have a staff now.
Oh, boy.
I'm the staff. What are you talking
about?
You
have staff.
They're co-owners.
You have helpers now.
That's right.
At least you've got two people creating a mess instead of just one.
Yeah,
Lemonade Day is going to be Saturday, May 20th this year. Jeff, give us the what is it? Because because some people are new to town and some people don't always listen to this program. But this will be year number 5 of Lemonade Day here in Bloomington.
That's right. And, it's, you know, obviously we're chatting about this to get people who have done it before excited but want to introduce it to those who don't know. And Lemonade Day is just a wonderful opportunity to work with your child and take them through a business plan building process that results in them testing out what it is that they created in the plan on May 20th with their lemonade stand business. And, you know, from a distance, a lot of people go, oh, come on, this is just a lemonade stand. I let my kids do that at my end of my driveway all the time. But if you really get at it and dig into the curriculum that's provided, I know there are a lot of kids who put together plans for their business that you know, outstretch some of the local businesses that have started a business in town. So it can be very detailed, and you know, we encourage that interaction with parents or an adult mentor to take you through that process to really get ready and understand what it means to create that business. So yes, May 20. Love to have all those families out there, you know, participating in that. And if you're not a family doing that, please stop and patronize these kids and not only, you know, purchase, but ask some good hard questions about their plan and such. So we appreciate that support as well.
And what's nice is it's pretty flexible. So when we first started the first year, Ellie was 6. You know, she didn't understand maybe everything that was in the business plan, but she got, you know, pricing. She knew that. She knew what a dollar was. But, you know,
sure.
But as we progress, we're getting more into it, and we're talking about marketing, and we're talking about location and, you know, the cost of all of the supplies and all of that stuff. So it can be, you know, we have a stand that we built, but you can put up a table. It's fine. You know, it's flexible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Glass and I were talking about it just before radio time that, you know, parenting, you never have a day off from that, right?
Right.
And
no.
this is one of the many great things a parent can be doing with their child that is all part of that building process. And yes, when they're age 6, they're only going to be able to understand and absorb only so much. And then when they're
7... And just 30 minutes at a time, interestingly enough.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
Right. So yeah. It's very much. I love to hear that you're going to do it again after year 3. We see this very often where people build upon and build upon and build upon the learning, and that is just awesome. I love that.
The other part about this project, Jeff, is we need to talk about cost, because we see, you know, if you go back and you look at your website or whatever it is, you see all these lavish stands and printed out menus and, you know, these devices you dispense the lemonade out of. How much does it cost to get involved in this program?
Yeah, so it's, you know, it really is at the core of Boys and Girls Club programming is it's tearing down barriers so that the cost is nothing, right? Numerous key sponsors, Cook Medical again is our lead sponsor, and Fifth Third Bank and the City of Bloomington play a key role as well, and then a whole host of other sponsors, you know, help this to go off. You're encouraged to treat this as if you are going to establish a business. Find an investor. Maybe it's a grandfather. Maybe it's an aunt or an uncle. Maybe it's your next-door neighbor that you go and you pitch to that you need. You know, I need $75 to pull this off. And afterwards, after I've made my, you know, I've received my loan from you, I'll come back and I'll pay you $85. You know, so I'm paying my loan back plus interest to you as my investor. We encourage kids to do that and parents to be participating in that, so that it doesn't cost you anything to make a really cool stand.
Well, Jeff, I can't build anything. let's be fair.
Great, that's great too. Right.
Changing a light bulb at my house, I'll hold the bulb. 4 people have got to spin the house around. If I don't know how to do anything, can I still get involved?
Yeah. So one thing to keep in mind, and you want to, you know, if you're interested, people go to our website, bgcbloomington.org. Just, you know, if you put in, you know, Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington, you'll get right to us. There's all kinds of great information on there. And one of the things you're going to find on there is our, the date for our workshop. And I'm trying to dig around here real quick. April 1st. Okay. Easy date to remember. No fooling. That's right. So Lemonade Day University, and this takes place over at the Ivy Tech Center for the Life Sciences on North Profile Parkway. great opportunity to go and learn about the whole process, from stand building, right, to recipe creation, food safety, all of those great things are part of that. So again, April 1st, Saturday, April 1st, is the Lemonade D University. The other part about this is, and this is true for everybody in business, somebody opens a business, doesn't have skills in all areas, they've got to reach out to other people. We encourage families, reach out to people who are able to build a stand or create a stand if that's something you want to do. It's bringing other people in to what it is that you're creating that really helps it to go.
I feel like glass would be the greasy spoon diner of lemonade stands, where maybe it doesn't look too fancy on the outside, but the recipes are good. You know, the quality's there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a compliment,
exactly.
But I'm not sure.
It is a compliment.
Sure it is. Sure.
Well, and it's so easy to register. You've got information online. And we were talking about this off the air, too, of how do you pick your location? And, you know, I have someone that I know that has a business, so I work with them to find the location. But you have options, too. You have businesses that have signed up that are willing to host.
Yes. So they say, local businesses say, yes, I'll be happy to have a stand right out front. And they are on the website, and you can go ahead and reserve those spots. That is highly recommended, that, you know, you go on our website, put a dot on the map that I'm going to be here, develop that relationship with that local business owner, and lock down that spot, because location.
Mm-hmm.
It does play a big role in this. So we, you know, encourage people to definitely go and do that.
Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. The other barrier that you guys lift is you are not required to go to any of these meetings. You're not required to do anything, really, except participate on your own. But if you need help, all those services are there. But there's no deadline to meet. It's never too late. Mm-hmm. If you remember this at the last minute, and you throw a table out there with a sign and a jar of lemonade, get some red Solo cups, and you get a party.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it is. And, you know, it is that easy. It's that simple. But also important to note that people, if you do come and you do register, we'll have a lot of tabling opportunities throughout the community looking to register people. You get a T-shirt out of the deal, a backpack, mm-hmm. And the curriculum. And again, it's all for nothing. It's $0.
Free, yep. And free, and more free. April 1st, yep. Saturday at the Ivy Tech Center for the Life Sciences. You can find that 501 North Profile Parkway, as Jeff mentioned. And you had 200 people or so the first year you did it. How many? You had almost, 800 last year? It was ridiculous.
Yeah, 737 kids.
That's fantastic. Awesome.
It's getting to that point that we'd like to see it. It's really taking hold. People get really excited about it. This becomes a, you know, one of those looking forward to events every year for people. So just tickled to death that that's the case. And so appreciative of all the wonderful sponsors that have played a role to help us to get us to this point.
And you've got plenty of them. And, you can see those on the website and on the Facebook page as well. BGCBloomington.org. It sounds too good to be true, but it really is, isn't it?
No, it is. Again, it's challenging every day to raise kids, to get them where they need to be. And the Boys and Girls Club stands in the gap to make it easy to be doing exactly that, because we understand how hard it is.
And you've got a big event coming up as well that people can get involved with, the Butterflies. Jeez, you know what? You know how you get old? You remember every year when stuff comes around on certain times. It's like, oh, it's time for this again. So another year has passed. And the Butterfly Kisses Dance is coming up. Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, look, I'm looking forward to seeing you there, Glass. It's time, right?
It is time.
It's time.
Yes.
It's time. She's of the age. She'll be so excited to go with you. Come on. And don't worry, not everybody dances. She'll love that.
Well, she doesn't have a choice because I can't dance. It's not a willful thing or a case of me not wanting to participate.
But April 8th. So mark your calendar, April 8th, Saturday, April 8th, from 5 to 7. Again, go to our website. You can register there.
Is that the Masters weekend, Jeff?
Oh, my goodness. He's making excuses. Look at him.
Was that the Final Four? I can't remember which one it is.
EBR. EBR. You'll catch it later. So 5 to 7, $0, no cost, right? This is father-daughter, father figure and daughter. Maybe there's an uncle that wants to take a niece. Please, you know, come take advantage. Over 500 people attended last year. It's a huge deal, and the kids absolutely love it.
I bet it's so sweet. I bet those little girls just feel so special, and that's just really cool. And you don't have to be a Boys and Girls Club member to attend this, correct?
No, this is, just like Lemonade Day, this is an outreach thing that the Boys and Girls Club does. So,
cool.
Yeah, it doesn't require you to have a membership or anything like that. This is a community outreach event that we have every year. And, again, some great sponsors, South Central Indiana, Kiwanis, Henderson Orthodontics, Dr. Luke Eads, Pavilion Properties, IU Health, Foot and Ankle, all have, you know, helped to make this a $0 item for the community.
You would like people to pre-register and sign up, though.
Yes, please. Yes, it helps us to know.
How many cookies to bake?
Right.
It is. There is. You know, you come to this, there's food and drink and activities for kids. It's not just a dance. There's loads of activities for them to do, because we know that not everybody
can dance.
You know, attention spans of young girls and dads require us to have some other things to do. So it's a 2-hour period of a lot of stuff happening besides dancing.
Turn it into a date night, have some fun with it, and the Butterfly Kisses dance is coming up Saturday, April 5th. Jeff, where do we find all the information to register, pre-register, and get all our stuff on Lemonade Day?
Very simple. Go to B as in boy, G as in girl, C as in club, the word bloomington.org.
Perfect. Check in with us next month, will you? We want to make sure that everybody knows about Lemonade Day. And again, there are no barriers. You don't have to go to any of these meetings. You don't have to pay anything. You can just find the information and get involved. Mm-hmm. Just get involved.
Yep.
Worry about the other stuff later.
That's right. Right.
And the Butterfly Kisses dance coming up. You know what? Why don't you get with us the last week of March? Because we're gonna nail these two in April 1st for the building seminar, and then April 8th.
So perfect.
Get with me the last week of March, and we'll make sure we remind everybody of all this.
I will do that.
All right, happy construction. Make sure.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
I'll keep that weather forecast going in the right direction for you.
There you go.
Yes, I like it. In the 50s and 60s, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Baldwin, turning lemons into lemonade from Monroe Street now. Now you got a new headquarters.
Yes.
I like all that.
The Kenworthy Administration Center. I was telling you about Sharon and Tony Kenworthy making a lead gift in our capital campaign, and it was such a pleasure to name this facility after them.
Outstanding, and it's great people in our community, and great people like you that help organize it all, and we appreciate your time, buddy.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Always appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio with you.